Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com. Hope everyone is having a good week and everybody enjoyed last week's interview with Ruz from Ruz Guitars Blues Review. What an amazing guitarist he is. I already spoke to a couple of guys I do private sessions with, say that they had got a time to check out some of his music and maybe even get a chance to go and catch him on tour. So that's really, really cool to hear. One of the coolest things about doing this for me is being able to speak to guitarists that I really admire. So it's awesome to speak to Ruz. And next week, I've got another really cool interview coming out next Monday. Other things that have been going on, I had a good show this weekend. Thank you everyone who came out to that. It was a really busy one in the end, a super hot day, which was really cool. I played a bunch of Delta Blues stuff on the Resonator, which was good fun. If you want to see any of that, you can head over to at Blues Guitar Show Podcast on Instagram and check it out. I had a bunch of private sessions, so cheers to all of my guys that have private sessions with me. Don't forget that is always an option. You can email ben@thebluesguitarshow.com and see if I have availability, but those are always really great fun. And we're getting more players on the podcast subscription, which is really awesome. But I thought, let's go for something a little bit more Blues Guitar Show classic this week, and I'm going to do a little bit of teaching. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the song Smokestack Lightning, the main riff of the song Smokestack Lightning. And there's a couple of parts to this that I think are really cool and are going to help you, hopefully, in your kind of guitar playing life. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to just talk about how the kind of riff works and then break it down into bass line and melody. So what we're going to do is let's have a listen to the lick first. So I'll give you a play. I'm going to go. Okay, that's the main part. So it sounds like it's just a simple kind of short part, but actually there's a lot going on in this riff. And it's a really good thing to practice if you want to start getting a bit of that differentiation going with your thumb, being able to do a bit of lead line on top. It's a brilliant one to play on acoustic, but it also sounds great on an electric. So it's a really cool tune. So we're going to have a look at the melody part first. The melody part. That's all we have to do for the melody part. The really tricky part is playing this at the same time with the bass line. But the melody part, let's start off. We're going to start on the on string one. So on the high E string, we're going to go 0 to 3. And already we get into a little bit of hairy territory because it's not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's on an offbeat. So we have a half beat rest. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Sorry, a whole beat rest. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay. The next part, we're going to go up into the third string. We're going to slide from 3 to 4. And then we're going to go down a string and hit 3. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay. Then we go from here. We're going to go back up onto the third string. We're going to slide from 4 down to 2. Really quick slide. Pull off, open, and then hit that 2 on the fourth string. Okay, so go through that again. So we start with the rest, and then on string 1, 0, 3. Up to the third string, we're going to go 3 to 4. Slide from 3 to 4. I'm doing that with my second finger. Hit fret 3 on string 2. Back onto the third string, second finger slide from 4 down to 2. And then pull off to an open and then hit that E, that fret 2 on the fourth string. So. You don't have to do that as a pull off, but you can do. You hear a lot of different versions of this song. Some of them have a kind of a rhythm that's like. Other ones have the offbeat. But it's a really cool one to play along with because it's basically just one riff, just hammers on that E. And then from there, if you wanted to do any improvisation on that one, you'd be looking at just going straight into the E minor pentatonic. So there's a lot of cool stuff you can do out of that. So that's the melody part we have down. Now we're looking at the bass line. The bass line is actually nice and simple. All we're doing is just hammering on this top string open and keeping the eighth notes going. The tricky part is playing it together. So the way that it works together is we do top string open and then top string and bottom string. So we do all of those notes have a bass note. Okay, so we go open top string, both open and bottom, fret 3 on the bottom, open top string, and then here in the middle we go that slide from 3 to 4. So you hear that, we had an extra bass note in there, bass, 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 bass on its own, bass. And then every note has a bass. Okay, apart from the last one there, which is in between two of the bass notes that we have. So when you're practicing anything that has like this kind of complex finger picking type pattern, and you can play this with your fingers. You can also put a thumb pick on or something like that. I often play with a thumb pick when I'm doing acoustic stuff. But when you're playing it, it's really key that you kind of try and take it slowly and take it one step at a time to make sure that you get the bass line in there. Because it's very difficult to coordinate your hands in that way. It's very easy to get kind of muddled and kind of get all over the place with the bass line. But just take it really slow. And it's one that I use all the time, that riff, actually. I throw it into a lot of gigs that I play. I tend to go from a Baby Please Don't Go. Because they're both pumping on that E, you can just go straight into... And they work really well together. But just take it slowly and kind of build up the speed a little bit. I think learn the melody part on its own first. Have a go at just making sure you got the bass line locked in with your thumb there. And then put them together as soon as possible and just start slowly building up from there. Now, I hope that was useful. Let me know. Shoot me an email, ben@thebluesguitarshow.com, with any comments, questions or anything that you want me to cover in kind of future episodes. Next week, I've got a really cool interview coming for you with an up-and-coming blues player who is absolutely phenomenal, so that's going to be really good fun. Stay tuned for that. Don't forget, if you want to get on the podcast subscription, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes below, and it'll take you through all of that process. It's very simple. You just pay $5 a month. You get an extra podcast lesson each week. We're following a learning plan, all designed to take you from being able to play a few songs on guitar, being able to play the songs that you want, or maybe even a few guitar solos, to the point where you can improvise those guitar solos and you really have a decent understanding of what's going on the fretboard. So cheers to all of my subscribers, and I will catch everybody next week. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.